Ouch. I still got a muscle pull on my side. You know how you get that muscle pull, whatever that is on your side, every time you breathe a certain way? It like tinges you. But anyway, I want to say happy, and that deep breath of saying happy. Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from Jeffrey and Jeffrey TV. Default location, default route. Happy Friday, and I really mean happy Friday. I really mean happy Friday. It was a good week. It was a fair to good week. It was definitely not a gooder week. It was a fair to good week. And I'm talking about calorie-wise, my eating, exercise, the work week. I finished up the work week, you know, not taking any days off. And I actually have to celebrate that now. It's been like three weeks or so where I didn't take, you know, a day off. Accumulate that PTO for one. And just the stamina. And it's good to be back in shape to actually be able to handle a work week, you know, without blinking, feeling good, blah, blah, blah. Calorie-wise eating. I am noticing the weight doesn't fall off as like it used to, and that possibly be because I'm eating more in the evenings. You know, a fish don't know he wet, and maybe gradually, how I keep saying that. That's one of my favorites, fish don't know he wet. I use that on people and they love it. They just love it. You know, so, you know, over time, my consumption of food it's probably increased to where I might not notice that I'm eating more and more and more. And I might need to tap that down. But the walking and the walking and my normal regimen, my normal daily regimen keeps me at a good pace and good level of health and weight wise. You know, it's definitely not going up. Maintaining, and that feels good. But you know, I kind of wish I could lose more, and I should just be patient, and I guess I should be happy, you know, that, you know, I'm healthier, I feel better. I'm definitely, my clothes are fitting a little differently. I'm definitely feeling better, more agile, everything. So I should be happy for that. But I keep looking at that scale, that number, and I want it to go down. But, you know, it's probably gonna just take time. I probably need to be patient and probably can back off the food. But other than that, it was a good week. You know, yesterday at work, I kinda slacked a little. I kinda found myself slacking, got a little tired, a little run down, which is normal. You know, towards the end of the week. And it was kind of a slow day. So the energy kind of dropped. And, you know, I wasn't in the grind mode. And it was, definitely slacking a little bit. I took the foot off the gas for a little bit and kind of coasted. Got my work done now. But I kind of coasted there for a little bit. And I noticed that, I recognized that. But other than that, it's good. But the reason I cut this on today is because the weekend. The weekend is here. It's Friday. I done watched The Last House of Dragon. You know, the Steelers play tomorrow. That's something to look forward to. The whole thing, okay, before I get ahead of myself, I need to find motivation. I need to find motivation for the weekends. I'm completely blah, blah about the weekend. It's Friday, I feel good, but I'm like, so what, it's the weekend. I'm literally like, so what, it's the weekend. Granted, I can do anything I want. I can probably do and go any place on this goddamn planet that I want. You know, roughly speaking, within the logistics of, you know, not using PTO, but I can even use PTO, I can do anything. But it's nothing that I want to do. There's nothing that motivates me. You know, concerts, art museums, Vegas, San Diego, Big Bear, you name it. I could do anything. Venice Beach. I don't even want to have a recording session. Go to a play, theater, art museum. I don't know if I said that already. Or maybe a museum of science and industry. And nothing really motivates me. And I need to find that motivation. Where, ooh, yeah. I'm going to get up tomorrow. We're going to do this. I can't wait to do this. You know, I have plenty of that. There's going to be some of that coming up. You know, there's going to be some of that coming up to where, you know, I have exciting things to do. It's not that, you know, I've had exciting things to do in my life, period. Even recently and, you know, just, it's not that I live a boring life. It's just that I want that motivation. And it seems with the conclusion I came to is that the only thing I can really think of that kind of motivates me is to get up and have a weekend just grinding out on Jeffrey TV stuff, building that Jeffrey TV stuff, just working on Jeffrey TV. You know, that's the one thing that in my mind that kind of makes me want to do. Maybe even like going to storage. I want a sense of accomplishment. I want to build something or create, you know, or build onto the legacy, build or something like that. That seems to be my motivation. You know, I can go to Catalina Island, anywhere. I can go to get that place I want. I can fly to New York. But been there, done that. And I don't want to say that like in a, you know, braggadocious way, but yeah, wasn't I just in New York this year? I think I was. You know, New York, New Orleans, you know, I've done it. Was that New Orleans this year? I think I was. I can't remember if it was this year or last year. You see what I mean? So I was thinking I might need to get up, just like I do a regular work day, get up at 9 o'clock, do my walk, come back home, eat my minimal breakfast that I do every day, and just work. Work like it's a work day, but work on Jeffrey TV stuff. Work like it's a work day, but work like it's Jeffrey TV stuff all the way up until like quitting time, 8 o'clock, just like a regular work day. Because the tendency is to, you know, wake up, eat, nap, and to combat that, I was trying to do double walks, and that seemed to work. But I'm tired of the weekend coming, and I put some of that weight back on that I lost during the week. One weekend, I didn't do that. One weekend, I did good, and I kept it off, but then it seems like I ended up putting it back on during the week. I mean, it's a battle. It's a struggle, and I think since I'm getting older, my metabolism isn't reacting the same. I'm not losing like I used to, but I'm definitely feeling more fit. I definitely feel better, definitely, psychologically, mentally, physically, everything. I notice walking is working. I know my regimen of food, whatever I'm doing, is working. I know that. The numbers aren't coming down the way I want to. And I've been told by plenty of people many a times and read many, many a times not to weigh yourself every day. They say don't do that. They say don't weigh yourself. Don't weigh yourself every day. Hell, I weigh myself 3 times a day. And it's funny, when I weigh myself, before I get on it, I can tell you what it's going to say. Based on what I ate and what I did today, that day, at that time, I can tell you damn near exactly what it's going to say. Down to 0.4 pounds either way. And it's amazing how accurate I can be to the point that where I'm like, am I actually doing this? Or am I fooling myself in my mind, thinking I'm doing it, And then when I step on the scale and see the number, that memory gets changed and erased. So, you know, because the reality ain't nothing but what your memory bank store. Reality ain't nothing but your memory. And that can be changed. That can be altered. In an instant. You know, I can say 216.2. I can think 216.2 in my mind. Get on the scale, it'd be 216.8. And then boom, boom. Something could just jump or, you know, intervene or whatever. To the point to where I think I said 216.8. So, I mean, it's just that, it's just, I could be just that accurate. Here's where I got to stand because the bus was coming. It's usually, I don't have to wait that long. Because I stopped going this way. And I would go that way instead of this way, just to avoid standing here on this light. But a couple times I did it, the light went pretty fast. And it wasn't so bad. So, that's my thing. I got to figure out something to do to motivate myself. I mean, I got music I want to do. I got websites I want to build. I got basically Jeffrey TV propaganda and philosophy that I want to get out there. And I'm kind of on a nice little roll. I got a little bit of momentum as it is. Play with my electronics, my cameras, create videos, do the music. I want to get music that I made or created or recorded and make background music. I need to make a logo for my podcast because I have a logo for my podcast. Call it Podcastics, Jeffrey TV Podcastics. It's on Spotify, Apple, and other places. I posted one yesterday. It worked. I was going through, I got like 690 files in a folder that is video and audio of these walks that I'm doing. Where the video gets posted to YouTube. Oh, I forgot. Did I post all those videos to YouTube? That's right. I got all these. I'm pretty sure I posted all these videos to YouTube. I hope I did. Anyway, I'm pretty sure that I did. All the files in that folder, all the videos in that folder should be already posted to YouTube. And if not, I have to use YouTube to pull the summary. I let AI generate the summary. Then I go back and post the summary into the post on my webpage, jeffreytv.com. Because, you know, I want to have it on something that I own completely, not just on Facebook and YouTube. I want to have at least, you know, build that just in case something go down. I'll still have Jeffrey TV. And I need to back that up, make sure that has a secure backup, save the database, and save everything. Make a backup of that. It's a lot. No, it's not a lot, but it is a lot. It's not really a lot, but you know what I mean. It's stuff. It's stuff I could be doing. This is the stuff I want to do. But, you know, post all, I want to get all those, for some reason, in my mind, I want to get all those posted to YouTube and the aggregates out there, Apple TV and all that, Spotify, all my, all these walks and talks, because I want my philosophy out there. I want it out there, even if it's in its raw form, because history will act on it. History and all you millions of beautiful people, somewhere down the line, somebody's gonna find one and go, whoa, and say, And they're gonna re-release it or say something about it, and it's gonna explode. It may be while I'm living, it might be after I'm gone, but I have faith. Build it and they will come. All right, That's just inherent because I know what I'm doing is worthy. And worthy is me being modest. What I know, I want to say important or crucial or significant. The philosophies and the ideas that I put down, I completely feel are significant. And when I say worthy, I mean they are worthy at the highest levels of understanding of mankind. Be that true or not, be that accurate or not, it doesn't matter. It's what I believe. It's what I believe when I wake up in the morning. I believe every morning, my every waking moment, and sometimes even when I'm asleep, the stuff I say and think is significant in the highest levels of human history and human thinking. That's what I mean when I say I feel it's worthy. And you got to have that. You got to have that to be great. I've studied the great ones. I've seen documentaries. They all had that. They all had this drive or something that nothing would stop them. They knew what they were doing were right, or, you know, they felt it was right, whatever right meant. They felt that they needed to do it, or they saw a goal and they just pursued it beyond any criticisms and peer pressures, and no matter how strange it saw it seemed, whatever. That's how I feel about this Jeffrey TV stuff. And in the way I do this and the things I say and the talk and I put this stuff out there, the feedback I do get lets me know that I'm not totally wrong. The feedback I do get lets me know that there's something to it. There's definitely something to it. So I'm building it. I'm building it. And as I've been doing this over the years, I went from a less antagonistic, combative type of presentation or display. I mean, because years ago, you know, it was the antagonistic kind of combative thing was a thing. I mean, it was the way to almost present yourself. It was like, you know, some shtick is old, you know, some shtick gets old and the times go past it. You know, like, you know, people acting like they're, you know, higher than thou or greater than thou or better than people. That used to be a thing, and we understood it. You know, we got it. Said, oh, you know, you guys aren't worthy to be in my aura, you know. That was the thing. And we understood it. We got it. But that's played out now. It doesn't fit in today's culture and understanding. We're beyond that. You know, we get that understanding now. You know, we're at a different level of understanding. And you have to present your game maybe beyond that. And so things have changed. And now, I remember when I made a conscious effort not to worry about so much, not to be so combative or argumentative, directly combative or argumentative, but just to be an example, just to be that example, to exemplify what I think and what I believe, to demonstrate it, you know, on my own page, in my own space, out there publicly, and whoever, you know, wants to comment on it or not can, but I'm sure people see it. You know, I'm pretty sure people see it based on the feedback I get, and people understand it, where I'm coming from. And it's hard to argue with me because of the way I put it. It's I believe, this is how I do it, this is why I do it. You know, it's not put out there, but every now and then I will put something out there, you know, to antagonize or whatever. Every now and then, you got to, come on, this is America. Every now and then I put something out there to directly trigger somebody. Not trigger, well, yeah, in a way trigger. At least trigger a thought. Not trigger anger or emotion, but at least trigger a thought. Like, one of my favorite things to do is to like take one word from what they say or ask and just post it as a reply and let them, and then they'll have, they to a point where they have to figure out what I really mean. You know, this is why I posted one word to question the whole basis of what they just said. Because people see what you reply. You know, people put something out there that's kind of heartfelt or whatever. Emotion, they got emotion there. And now, in this new social media client, you got to get used to people responding and rebuking even or criticizing, you know, what you just said. And just because that means a lot to you, it don't mean to a lot of people. It don't mean a lot to some people. Or it does in the opposite way. They feel the same way in the opposite. In this social media game, it's fair to criticize or to question or to even attack. Hell. And then you see some people talking about, don't come on my thing arguing. It's social media, people. They be like, don't come on my wall or my thing. It's social media. That's what it's for. If you can't handle it, get out the game or lock your page down. Go into a bubble. You can do that. But if you put it out there, you know, we're good to respond. Because that's literally what it's for. And I've seen people say that. You know, they'll say something and they'll actually say, don't respond if you're negative. That to me is just like crazy. That just don't make no sense at all. I mean, that's just not the point. That's not the point of any of it. Well, I guess it is the point. You know, the points are relative. Everybody has their own subjective meaning and their own, and they want their own outcome. And that's cool. So, but it's really not the point of social media. The point of social media is to interact and to build advertising revenue. That's the point of social media. To build advertising revenue so we can keep doing Facebooks and stuff for free based on the ads. So, you know, I'm Bill Jeffrey TV now in a non-combative way, just showing you what I do. This is how I do it. This is where I've been. This is who I know. This is what I've done. This is what I've created. You know, hey, you know, more power to you. And one of my main things is everybody should have a Jeffrey TV. Everybody should have their own TV. Blah, blah, blah TV, your name TV. Everybody should have a platform and a space to express whatever the hell they want, however the hell they want, that they own. That they own. So that means not just Facebook. I tell this story before, but I can remember that day when the internet, in its infancy, when it was almost born, first born, before web pages and stuff, and I realized that I can have my own space, uncensored, on a platform where it's possible for thousands and millions of people to access it, where nobody can censor it. I can build it the way I want, put on it what I want, because I came from the AOLs, AOL chat rooms, AOL feeds and Prodigies and CompuServes and stuff, where they regulated. They censored and regulated. And that used to bug the hell out of me. And even though I wasn't really doing nothing, you know, too, I wasn't doing nothing explicit or nasty or whatever. It's just a certain topics that I like to discuss are seen as sensitive and probably, and in some cases offensive to people. So they try to police that. And I was like, what? I can have a space that's unpoliced? Oh my God. I could build myself and put anything I want on there. And then I could tell all my friends or people to go look at it and see. Oh my God. Woo. I still remember that feeling. Ran out and got pfunk1.com. That's how it started. Ran out and I got pfunk1.com. Whoo, am I winded? Or did I just need to take a breath? Or is that the same thing? You hear me? Just stop, just take a breath and just kind of feel that and enjoy it. Yep, that's when I went out and I got pfunk1.com. And that started the whole thing. And in hindsight, you know, it should have been jeffytv.com. But back then, I wasn't into myself enough. I know what it was. It could be that I wasn't into myself enough, and I hadn't built anything, quote unquote, worthy of attention. I knew P-Funk One, I would get attention based on the P-Funk name. There's no doubt about that. I was piggybacking off the P-Funk name, and I have to probably acknowledge that. I probably need to stop here and acknowledge that right now. That when I got P-Funk1.com, I knew that if I was to put Jeffrey TV or just Jeffrey something, you know, it'd be blah. But I knew if I put P-Funk 1, I would attract the P-Funk crowd. And, you know, the people that, you know, I dealt with on the AOL board and the Prodigy boards who knew me as P-Funk 1. Come to think about it, yeah, they knew me as P-Funk Online, P-Funk 1. So I was kind of established as P-Funk 1 as a moniker. And I may or may not have thought of the pfunk1.com tag as being synonymous or related to the actual P-Funk group. But I remember Mr. Clip Payne told me, he said he Googled P-Funk on the internet one of the first times he got on the internet. And he Googled P-Funk and it came to my site. I was the presence. My site was the presence of P-Funk on the internet, because I was there first, you know? So when you Google whatever, it wasn't even Google back then. It was called Mozilla or something. Whatever search you did way back then, you know, he said, he came to my site and it made him mad. It was supposed to. Like, who is this? Who is this blah, blah, blah? You know, P-Funk got here first or whatever, you know? And then you get there and you see a bunch of stuff about me. You know, a little bit of P-Funk. I tried to put some P-Funk in it, but it was about me. My atheism. I put all the loves of my life on there. My philosophies and stuff. You know, so when somebody Google P-Funk, that's what they got. And I can understand if you were a part of P-Funk and that was the case, how that could upset you. If that's the word, I get it. And it probably should upset you to go out and build your own. So, and now I remember that. And I was P-Funk 1 for a while. And then I was P-Funk 1.com for a while. And then working with Mr. Curry, working with Norbert Fisher, working with people, I started to realize that these entities were to be created or to exist on their own. I remember, you don't mix P-Funk and Fishbone. You don't, I remember we had that talk. Me and Mr. Curry had that talk. You don't mix them. No, they're to be separate. I was like, okay. And as it went on, I learned from them, and I learned the game a little bit. I saw this going on, I saw that going on, and me being associated with them brought me up in prominence, made me more visible to the point where I became something, notable or recognizable, notable, whatever, in the game. My strong opinions, the way I carried myself on the One Nation board and in public, the way I handled myself, showing up at the concerts, you know, I became something, probably, to put it whatever way, worthy of standing on its own. And I can remember when I broke off from P-Funk 1 to Jeffrey TV, where I had to have something that was all mine, unquestionably mine, not attached to anybody or anything. I kind of evolved to that. And I kind of just, you know, I'll probably talk about this before, but I'm not sure I went through it. I took this route to get there. This may be a new route to me getting there and a new understanding. And now Jeffrey TV, I absolutely love Jeffrey TV. Look at Jeffrey TV's right there, look at that, see that? What'd that say? That say Jeffrey TV. I love that, the way it's spelled, J-E-F-F-E-R-Y, TV. If you go to the internet now, you type in that in, you get what, you go, I think it gets you right to my webpage. From my webpage, you should be able to get to all my offerings. Speaking of which, I got my renewal bill for my websites and my hosting, $800. I woke up, looked at my credit card, I got a charge for $500 from GoDaddy. And what the fuck? Even though I knew what it was, I knew what it was for. Like, what? And I called them. You know, I gotta be a human being. What? Even though I know damn well what it was for. So I called them. And I was like, yeah, it's for your renewal, blah, 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 blah. I was like, yeah, I figured. And then what made it worse though was that after we got that part squared away, she said, you need to get SSL. You need to get security on your sites. That's another $300 for 3 years. I was like, ugh. I mean, I can afford it, but still. And it's worth it. And all my websites are there. So much work is there. I even questioned. I said, do I really need a website? And the answer is hell yeah. Even though my Facebook is the main thing, I still need my websites. Because I got, you know, newblackthink.com, wearehired.com, organicasfunk.com, pfunk1.com, jeffytv.com, onemansfunk.com. That's for the book. You know, I got all that. And it's, they're like, you know, they're all hosted by me, and I run them, and I can get the information out there. Like I said, so that one moment when Jeffrey TV or whatever gets posted on CNN or something, and millions of people see it and they Google it and they go to it, I want them to hit and say, boom. I want them to see something. You know, something rather impressive. You know, let them explore. Let them get there and explore and see what they see. Because I believe, again, what I have to say and what I'm doing is worthy. And that's how I think how it's all going to play out. Or could play out. And so that's kind of what I want. That's what I should do this weekend. I could probably go live and do it. You know, bring in, you know, just to give some technical juice or some technical excitement to it. I can, you know, maybe even take the laptop and go somewhere, but that'd be late. I'd probably do that Sunday. Take the laptop and go to the beach and work or something like that. You know, just, you know, someone That's where I want to be, because I don't really want any entertainment. You know, I just want to work. I really do want to work. And I think I'm talking myself into it. Even something like going to cleaning out my storage. See, even with the storage, oh, I don't even got to go to storage. I got to do my videotapes from my camcorders. I got to set that up, and I can pull stuff from there. I mean, it's so much. It's just so much, and I want to do it, and I enjoy doing it, and I need to get into the mindset to do it and not just, you know, lay around and eat, even though resting is important. I'm starting to realize that resting is important. I need a couple days off mentally and physically just to stop and to, you know, just to stop. And I also find myself laying in the bed, enjoying time with myself, just really just enjoying time being to myself. My God, I can just lay there, no TV, just on my phone, just scrolling, mindlessly scrolling. Then I'll see something, I go, oh, something that'll remind me of something on my websites or something. And I'll go try to find that data or try to find that and see if I can, you know, find everything where my data should be. Because on my phone, I have access to all my data. Right now, I can go and get a copy of every picture I've ever taken. That's just the way, you know, I got my computer and networking stuff set up. I can go and get a picture, find a picture, just about every picture I've ever taken, ever. Hundreds of thousands of pictures. It's not in the cloud. This stuff is backed up. It's encrypted. You know, so I can work anywhere. I got the laptop. Worst case scenario, I can remote in to my main desktop. Main desktop is set powerful, do everything, except for the OBS studio, except for broadcast. The main laptop is set up to do everything. And I can remote in and work off that worst case scenario, but I don't have to, because I can mesh net into the file system and get access to the file system anywhere. Worst case scenario, I just download it from wherever I'm at to the local device and work on it there. And I even got apps and stuff on my phone that it's gonna allow me to process my web pages and my, I can make videos. I got, you know, the technology is in place. So if I'm out on the road, walking, whatever, I got access. Nothing can stop me because I'm a tech guy. That's what I do. That's what I enjoy that. And again, it's backed up in separate locations. That's what we were drilled into, is that backup. Because you do not want to lose. You do not want to lose data. Oh my God. You do not want to lose data. So that's always fine. And I was just thinking about some other, I got so many video files because I don't throw nothing away. So I got video files of me just digging in my nose or scratching my butt as a test. You know, just, I got all kinds of files, thousands of them that I want to go through one by one, because that's just the way I like to do it. Go through each of them to make sure if there's anything worthy in it, to set it aside or to be able to get back to it. That's just how, you know, thorough I want to be. And I get, there's a fulfillment in that for me, a reward. So I enjoy that. And that's what I want to do this weekend. Am I giving myself a rah-rah speech? Am I trying to cheer myself? Am I trying to motivate and tuck myself into something? Yes, I am, with my new shirt. Y'all see my new shirt? One of my new shirts. I wear different colors. Instead of wearing the same color every day. And so I was also thinking, you know, Jeffrey, you could probably do that for your daily shirt too. You could probably do that for your daily shirt just as easy. Spirit Airlines. See Spirit Airlines flying in the Burbank. Airplane, jet plane flying by. You see me put up the funk sign? I put up the funk sign for Spirit Airlines. Yeah, so I love this stuff. It's like this era, I was either I evolved into this technology, but it goes back to that crystal radio, that feeling that I got when I saw that crystal radio. I remember my father put it together. I remember it in his lap, sitting in his lap or whatever. I wasn't in his lap, I was probably too big for that. I remember he had to put it together. And that thing, ever since that crystal radio, it's been electronics. And I was thinking today too. I was like, what was I doing when I was 30 years old? That was 1992. I was like, who was I working for? What was I doing? So I actually went to my website, went to my resume, and my resume started in 96, 95, 96, because that's when the computer technology started. I was like, what was I doing before that? I was working at Hughes Avicom. I was an electronic technician. I started there from 87 to 95. I got laid off in 95. And I wasn't mad. I was not mad at all that I got laid off in 95. In fact, by the time I got home, I already had a plan. I got laid off. I kind of knew I was getting laid off. So I started making some calls, cleaning up my stuff. Found out DeVry had this new program where I get a bachelor's degree. I had 15 grand in my 401k. I pulled that out, took the penalty, taxes, I do believe. I might have paid them, I might not have paid them. But I just know my balance is zero now with the IRS. Regardless, it's water under the bridge, no matter how you want to look at it. But I'm sure the IRS got their money. You know, I got all that paid off. You know, eventually went to school, got a bachelor's degree. Used a program, forget the name of that program, WPTA or TPA or something. Send me to school for networking. I could have took Novell or Microsoft. I took Novell. If I'd have took Microsoft, I probably wouldn't be here right now. I'd have been rich. And who knows what would have happened if I'd have became rich. And that's built my computer history, my computer technology history. Cleaned up my credit, cleaned up my driving. My record was clean, everything is clean. So I passed any kind of background check. For a long time there, I wasn't even doing any drugs or anything. So I could pee in a cup. Till I got the job I got now. Opportunity, luck is being in the right place at the right time. Opportunity, luck is just being available for the opportunity. The opportunity came, and I remember this job. I've been here for 10 years. It'd be 10 years in December. And I remember not wanting the job because they told me it was $25 an hour, which I was like, you know, probably a lot of money for me back in that time. But they said it was only 2 or 3 days a week. I was like, I can't live off that. But I went into the interview anyway. I said, I'm going to go in there anyway just to put a suit on and walk around downtown L.A. Catch the bus, walk around downtown L.A. in a suit. They even took pictures of me. Went down there. They brought me on. And I was working 40 hours a week. I remember 40 hours a week. All right, well, you're going to be 40 hours a week this week. Okay, cool, cool. All right, you're going to be 40 hours a week next week too. Okay, cool, cool. And it just kept going. 40 hours a week, 40 hours a week, 40 hours a week. And I was busting my ass. I never worked harder at some other's job on other people's stuff in my life. I busted my ass. I didn't even yawn for 2 years in that place. I was on it because I wanted to prove myself. I wanted to be here. It was such a professional environment. Oh, it was just heaven. And I made it. I learned it because I had never worked in a law firm before. So there was stuff I had to learn and this and that. I let them know. I let them know because I wasn't the best. For a while there, I wasn't the best. And I'm looking up, still learning, overwhelmed even. You know, but my personality, I get along with people. You know, people like me. They thought I was cool. They see that I was professional, but I wasn't a hard ass. I was easy to get along with, you know, but I wanted to learn. I had a discipline, you know, and I got the respect. But I got, you know, people was able to gravitate. You know, just being Jeffrey. You got to have personality and brains and You know, you gotta have the whole package. You gotta have the harmony. You just can't be, because I know some people, this guy at work, he's like a machine, but he's very blunt and he's hard to get along with. But he's probably one of my favorite people there just because of that. And I sat beside him for a couple years. I sat right behind him for a couple years. So me and him got along, you know. And so that was fun, how that worked out. That was fun how that worked out, you know. Me and him, we still get along this day. He's just so, it's blunt and oblivious to the social norms of human beings. But anyhow, Jeffrey TV, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. I hope that every time you hear me say that, you hear the pride of my voice. Because I said it before, and I'll say it again, and I'll probably continue to say it, because I think it's the highest, most precious, most noble, most bestest thing in the universe. There's nothing better or higher than a human being becoming the person that they want to be. And I absolutely love, let me turn around so y'all can see my face. I absolutely love being Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that's ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.